You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
All right, so this last weekend, we went bowling for Katie's birthday. I would say we're all pretty competitive, I learned. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess.
Foch is, he played it that way the whole
he's
night.
He so like, played it. Yeah, I'm not like, good at this.
I wasn't that good at it.
And then you start bowling with your perfect form.
He started like, he throws it like halfway down, first of all.
Okay. That ball was in the air real high.
But you actually were pretty good. I want to give you, you were the only person that changed their name. You were Tito.
When we were every time I looked up, I was so confused. Like, who is Tito?
I would always be like, Tito, it's your turn.
Yeah.
And the first game, you did win, except for Tater Tot beat you and Day
Kate.
So that means I didn't win.
Day Kate did not beat me.
No, she didn't.
No.
So who won the second game? Tater Tot won the first.
You did.
Yeah, I won the second game.
I got second place both games.
Yeah. All right.
You did.
I was second behind Tater Tot the first game, and I was second behind James.
And I feel nearly positive that Date Kate won on that game, but we'll go ahead and stay with yours.
She was doing good.
It was pretty fun. What'd you guys think? Chelsea, I think everybody was surprised at your skill, specifically at the beginning.
Yeah, I progressively got worse. But
you just complimented her or not?
I know, you started good at the beginning, and then you turned out terrible.
The first time you threw like a strike, and I was like, what?
You had really good form too, though.
Oh, I was.
You really did.
I was sore the next morning.
There was a couple times I thought you were going to tip over.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Like
it
looked
I didn't fall
like
over
you
either.
Were just kind of like, oh,
yeah,
oh, and she's come back up.
Actually, on that note, I would say Foch had the best form.
Yeah.
Right?
Best form goes to Foch. I mean, it was like professional bowler's form.
Yeah, you didn't really knock many pins down, but
I was going to say the only problem is I didn't
win.
It
didn't work.
Well, but you looked great, missing.
That's all that matters.
You looked great. And I was the opposite of Chelsea. I'm like, I get better at the end.
Yeah, you weren't that great in the beginning. And I was
definitely,
like, oh, this is going to be embarrassing
so
for Jay.
You did say that I was a sleeper.
Yeah.
You did say that I was a sleeper.
You're going to be a sleeper,
And I did come back and win. You know, it's no big deal, but when you added the scores up from, you know, both games, I did win. But
you know
it's,
what I noticed?
It's just something I noticed.
You know what I noticed about bowling?
What?
Not necessarily, like, whenever you get a strike or, like, a spare. Like, when you really feel good about yourself, afterwards, if you look around, and I like to, I'm an observer, dude. I really, believe it or not, like, I love really shutting up and really, really looking around. When people, even in other lanes, when they get a strike, they feel like they're king of the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they feel like they're a professional athlete. Like, for that split second, whenever they come back, they want everybody to, like, do a victory parade for them.
That is true.
That moment to where you think that you just made, like, $10 million on one shot, and you turn around, and you go back, and you walk to your seat, and you blow dry your hands on that little blower next to the balls.
Oh, man.
And you sit down, and you take a sip of your beverage, maybe have a pretzel or something. You sit down, you're like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got a strike. That was my only one in 10 frames, but I got one.
But
I got,
you know, on that note, there's a person in the room named Chelsea that got a strike and then threw her hands towards her crotch and said,
I didn't
that
say it. It was implied.
Really?
It was implied. Okay.
You know, she was kind of braggadocious.
Especially
a little bit.
At the
she's
beginning.
Like one of those where it's just like she throws it in your face whenever she's doing good.
More than I would have expected.
I am a little competitive. That's
that's competitive, but I think it's kind of like bad sportsmanship.
I think because Chelsea's so sweet as a person, just in general, I let her slide on it.
Well, I mean, the only thing I can say to that is. Ginge.
All right, fair enough.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.